Story number 81, Trusting in God's Help. Almost 50,000 people make the long trip from Babylon to Jerusalem. But when they arrive, Jerusalem is just a big ruin. Nobody lives there. The Israelites have to build everything all over again. One of the first things that they build is an altar. This is a place where they can make animal offerings or gifts to Jehovah. A few months later, the Israelites begin building the temple. But enemies living in lands nearby don't want the Israelites to build it. So they try to frighten them to make them stop. Finally, these enemies get the new king of Persia to make a law to stop the building work. Years pass. Now it has been 17 years since the Israelites came back from Babylon. Jehovah sends his prophets Haggai and Zechariah to tell the people to start building again. The people trust in God's help, and they obey the prophets. They start to build again, even though a law says that they are not to do it. So a Persian official named Tattenai comes and asks the Israelites what right they have to build the temple. The Israelites tell him that when they were in Babylon, King Cyrus told them, "Go now to Jerusalem and build the temple of Jehovah your God." Tattenai sends a letter to Babylon and asks if Cyrus, who is now dead, really said that. Soon a letter from the new king of Persia comes back. It tells that Cyrus really said it, and so the king writes, "Let the Israelites build the temple of their God, and I command you to help them." In about 4 years, the temple is finished, and the Israelites are very happy. Many more years pass. It is now almost 48 years since the temple was finished. The people in Jerusalem are poor, and the city and God's temple do not look very pretty. Back in Babylon, the Israelite Ezra learns about the need to fix up God's temple. So do you know what he does? Ezra goes to see Artaxerxes, the king of Persia. And this good king gives Ezra many gifts to take back to Jerusalem. Ezra asks the Israelites in Babylon to help him carry these gifts to Jerusalem. About 6,000 people say they will go. They have a lot of silver and gold and other precious things to carry with them. Ezra is worried because there are bad men along the way. These men might take away their silver and gold and kill them. So Ezra calls the people together, as you can see in the picture. Then they pray to Jehovah to protect them on their long trip back to Jerusalem. Jehovah does protect them, and after 4 months of traveling, they arrive safely in Jerusalem. Doesn't this show that Jehovah can protect those who trust in him for help?